Good evening, Father.
Good evening, child. How are you?
I am brilliant, but a bit bummed because I was supposed to say good evening, chicken fart.
Why chicken fart?
Because you're a chicken fart.
Oh, am I? How? And what? Why do you say that?
Because you just are.
I don't think that I am, but we will leave it at that.
Yeah.
How are you doing otherwise?
I'm doing amazing.
Did you have a good week?
Yes. And my favorite week or day of the week. Well, no. My favorite day of the week was yesterday. My second favorite is what we've just done.
Okay, so the whole week that you just had, which I think was officially your second week at school, or is it your third week?
Yeah, my second.
Your second, okay. So how is your second week at school going?
I really like it. And
at least I think it's your second week.
Yeah, it's my second week. This week will be my third week. I really like it, and it's my teacher's really nice. I've got lots of friends at the class because most of the class people are my friends that I had in P4.
That's right, P4. Probably a lot of them you've known since P1, is that correct?
Uh-huh. And for the Americans, P1 is technically kindergarten. And P5 is grade 4.
We don't call it grade 4.
Fourth grade.
That's right.
And then P4 is...
Third grade.
Third grade.
Well, very cool. I'm glad this week has been good. How has your lunches been? You've been taking...
lunches because of my celiacs.
Yeah, how's that been?
It's been very nice. Sometimes I wish that I could get school lunches. Because once they had I think it was the cheese panini. Mm. Yeah, it was the cheese panini. And they had breaded haddock.
Oh, I know you do love some good fried fish.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try and find that. I think we could probably make some breaded haddock here at home.
Mm-hmm. Just get the haddock. And then, like, cook it and stuff. And then just take gluten-free bread and use that instead.
Correct. And we can do that because we got your gluten-free, well, part of your gluten-free box from the pharmacy the other day.
You know what?
What?
Well, talking about the breaded haddock, I can make it at home. You know what would be good?
What would be good?
The fish cooked really good, so it's crispy. And then the cheese. Like melted cheese or some cheese, and then the bread.
You mean a fish sandwich?
No. Like breaded haddock, but in between the bread and the fish is cheese.
Okay. Well, there is a type of cheese, Parmesan cheese. You know that cheese me and Mom sprinkle on a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
You can mix that with the breading that you make for the fish, and then when you cook the fish, it's a kind of a cheddary, cheesy.
Yeah, that would be really
breading.
Nice.
Yeah, we can do that. That's easy.
Yeah. I would like to do that.
Well, that's something that we will look at doing. Even though I'm not a fan of fried fish, you and Mom both are, and y'all both love it immensely.
Yeah.
We can look at definitely making that here at home and doing stuff. Yesterday, you said you had a great day.
Uh-huh. I had something special go on.
Something special go on. Okay, tell me about that, please.
So, I went to a barbecue.
Very cool. So, just as a heads up to anyone in America who's listening, British people call barbecues a grill out. So, whenever we would grill out in the States, that's what a barbecue is. It's just not barbecue with barbecue sauce or barbecue seasoning. It's just cooking out. So we went to a really nice public park with a lot of the people from your karate class that do the hi-ya stuff with you, as well as your sensei, and just really had a nice day having cooked out food. I had a burger and some sausages. You had a burger and some gluten-free sausages.
I had one and a half sausage.
Yes.
Well, I had half sausage, and one of them was a hot dog sausage.
Mm-hmm.
It was technically the sausage was cut in half.
Yes.
And it had cheese wiggles, which are technically
cheese puffs.
With some cheese, a bit of a cheese slice on top of it as the mayo or the I forgot what it was called.
You called it the mustard, I think.
Yeah, the mustard or the mayo. And then closed it up and ate it.
It was yummy. Took one of your sausages, cut it in half to where it opened up like a hot dog bun and put stuff in the middle, folded it up, and then you ate it. Was that good?
It was yummy, yummy, yum.
Oh, that's cool.
The Watsits gave it a crunch.
Yeah, it's nice having a crunchy thing with your non-crunchy thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you guys did that, then you ran off with Sensei's child and all the other folks that you did Hayao stuff with, and y'all went and ran around the park playground. Was that fun?
Yeah. We nearly lost one.
Lost one of the children?
Yeah.
As in, you misplaced the child?
No, they just ran off.
Okay, they just ran off like a crazy person.
Yeah, because they didn't want to do the flying fox or the zip line anymore, so.
Mm-hmm. No, that's okay. As long as someone kept an eye or at least redirected them back to the group, everything is okay, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. So you did all that. The rest of the week itself was just a normal week for us.
No.
No? What else happened?
Thursday.
You're going to have to remind me because I'm drawing a blank on Thursday.
Brownies.
That's right. You had your first time of going to Brownies. I sent an email back in May to what's called here in the UK Girl Guides, and your age group is called a Brownie. And they finally sent an email and said, yeah, we meet here in the village at this church on Thursdays, and does Moxie want to come along? And Moxie said yes.
And one of my best friends this Thursday are coming along too.
Yes, I need to speak to her parents, but I think she is willing to go along. And I think you guys are going to have a blast. Did you meet any new people when you went there?
Yeah, I've got 3, 4, 5 new friends.
That's outstanding.
Well, I've got 3 new friends, but 5 people that, well, lots of people that I've met. But
great.
5 people that I've interacted with.
Very good. Well, the good thing is, all these are kids that are from our village as well. Since you go to school in a school in a different village, it's nice that you're making friends with some people local so that hopefully you can go play at their houses and do stuff on the weekends or next summer and things like that.
Everyone was amazed for me to have a Texas father. And was jealous.
It's jealous of you having a dad from Texas as well.
And when I had mentioned going to North Carolina, everyone was very shocked and said I was lucky.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to tell them all the very exciting tales of our travels going to Texas and to North Carolina and other fun stuff.
I already have.
You told them all of them, so you have nothing else left to tell them?
Yeah, technically.
You've already ran out of stories? That's not good. That's not good at all.
Well, I just told them about how the flights were dumb.
Delta were a bunch of jerks for us.
Yeah.
So, Girl Guides was this Thursday. Nothing else stands out to me. We watched some more Doctor Who,
mm-hmm.
And you enjoyed some of that.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Tell me the rest of the ooh-oohs. What's up?
We watched a new movie last night.
We did watch a new movie to us.
But
I think it's been out for about a month and a half now. What film did we watch?
We watched Lightyear.
Yes, we did. How was it?
It was amazing. I totally recommend it. 10 out of 10. No. 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10? Well, 9.
I don't want to give spoilers.
Okay.
Well, I'll just give a clip. One of the cats nearly fell into space.
Oh, so that makes it a 9.
Because I don't want the cat to nearly fall into space.
Well, that's still part of the story. I still think it should be a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. It's just that part.
It was a great film. Very, very fun. Very,
very
funny.
Creepy.
It had nice little creepy bits and stuff like that.
I enjoyed
the heck out of it.
It was very humorous to you.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, me and your mom were laughing like crazy. So that was really fun. And then so that was Saturday. Sunday, which is today, was going to be a let's do nothing day, right?
Yeah.
Not drive anywhere. So what you and I did first this morning was kick mom out of the house and send her grocery shopping.
Yeah, totally not going anywhere today.
Yeah, so Mom did some grocery shopping to buy stuff for the week for yourself, because with you being on the gluten-free diet, and us doing a packed lunch, we want to make sure your lunch is good. So we kind of have to refresh those ingredients and stuff every week. And then, of course, Mom picked up some other stuff for me to make some homemade chili, as well as make some gluten-free macaroni and cheese.
I didn't really like it because of the sauce texture, and it was too cheesy.
It was different. It wasn't what we were used to with the other macaroni and cheeses.
But the macaroni, not the sauces and stuff, but the actual macaroni.
Macaroni noodles.
Pasta bit.
Yeah.
Were really nice.
They were really good. So did that, picked up some other ingredients for making some cheesy bread, which didn't work out this time.
Because I didn't help, because last time I made it help. And I made it work, because I helped.
So why didn't you help?
I was mad, remember?
Why were you mad?
Because another thing we did today, or tried to do, put nails on, and we couldn't put my nails on. Like, we've got wrapping nails, like nails you can wrap around your fingernails.
Mm-hmm, decorative things.
It's easier than painting them.
Mm-hmm. So you were upset about how that whole thing went down today?
Mm-hmm. Because we couldn't have done them because of the nail clippers.
Why is that?
Because we didn't have the nail clippers we could find, or what Mom wanted to know.
She wanted a nail file, actually.
Oh, did she?
Yes, because she wanted to smooth your nails out. But she was trying, because we couldn't find the nail file, she was using some nail scissors, and you got very nervous.
Because it was really close up to my finger.
Well, it has to be close to your finger. How else are you going to trim the nails and fix them?
Do it 10 centimeters away.
10 centimeters away won't get anything done then.
It will, no, 100 centimeters.
Okay. All right. Well, that happened. And then this morning you and I went for a good walk, enjoyed ourselves a walk this morning. And what did we do after dinner that you seemed to be really excited and had a good time about?
We went for a bike ride. Cycle.
Yeah, we went bicycling. That was really nice, wasn't it?
I went into the road.
You didn't went into the road. You rode in the road, right?
I'm in the middle of the road. No. I was at the sides.
Yeah, yeah. You almost, when you say you went into the road, it almost seems like you accidentally went into the road. But no,
yeah.
We rode on the road for a few parts of it, which you were very nervous about.
But then I got used to it straight away.
Yeah, and we did some hills and then did some downhills.
We did some whoops and the whoops.
And the whoops, yes.
Whoops, did. Whoops, whoops, whoops.
Was it fun?
It was, it was extremely fun.
Very cool. Do you think we need to do that more often?
Yes, all the time. Every single day we need to go cycle, cycle, cycle. Come back, cycle, 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 for 45 minutes.
I'm fine with that.
Because we went for a cycle for 45 minutes.
As long as we can do it consistently and make sure that we're cycling the entire time and stuff, I had a blast. I love bicycling. It's great exercise, and it is silly fun, isn't it?
It is not just silly fun, it's amazing fun.
This week is week 3 of school. Anything to look forward to, or is it just going to be a normal week?
It's probably going to be a normal week. Maths, games. Well, games or math in the morning, and then we do some, and then we do maybe a game, or we do spelling, and then we go to break, then we watch news round, then we do some more work, then we do games, and then we have the golden time.
I will be picking you up from club on Thursday. And possibly your best friend. I don't know what the arrangement's going to be with her parents. And then from there, you go to
Brownies
again.
Well, yeah, you pick us up from my club.
Mm-hmm.
Or our club. Because we both go to the same club.
Correct.
And then we go to Brownies.
But I'm not 100% sure how the planning is going to be, because that's at 6 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah, it's at 6 o'clock.
And I usually will pick you up about 5, but I'll speak with her parents and see what it is, because we also want to get you home and changed out of your school clothes.
Yeah, because I don't want to be going to a church in my school clothes.
No, it's not fun doing that stuff. Well, I just looked over at the time. We've hit over 15 minutes. Do you want to go ahead and close this out, sweetie?
Yes, sure. Thank you for listening. We have a podcast you can go and... No, we have a merch store you can go buy our merch from. We have a podcast that we're talking on right now. And we have
Patreon.
You can go support us on. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.